Good afternoon and welcome back to the Sanford Center. Kelly Schultz with you here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Our championship game brought to you by Higgins Heating, McDonald's, Ottertail Power, Paul Bunyan Communications, and Stitzer Meats. Thanks for joining me again for Game 4 of our Sunday Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament Championship Brackets from the Sanford Center and the Robert H. Peters Rink. Our championship game featuring Roseau versus Champlain Park. It is North versus South, but not really. Roseau actually representing the West Division of the tournament, while Champlain Park represents the North Division of the tournament. Champlain Park got here to this championship bracket 4 wins here this weekend. 8-0 over Hibbing Chisholm on Friday, along with a 6-2 win over St. Cloud. Then on Saturday, a 6-1 win over Grand Forks Greyhounds, and then a bracket win over the Grand Forks Seawolves by a score of 2-1. That's how Champlain Park got to this championship game. Here's how Roseau got here. They defeated Hastings in their first game of the weekend, Friday, a 3-2 winner over the Raiders. Then they defeated the Brainerd Warriors 6-0. Saturday, they added to their wins with their third win on the weekend, a 5-0 win over Minot, and followed it up with a bracket win, their fourth of the weekend, over Bemidji, a 5-1 win over the home team. That's how Roseau got here. Our championship game, just 2 minutes away. Game 4. I'm Kelly Schultz. Thanks for joining me. A fun weekend of hockey here in Bemidji. If you've never been to Bemidji, there's lots to see and do, even here in the winter. And the people up here, pretty fantastic. A great hockey community. As we get ready to host Hockey Day Minnesota the weekend of June 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. It should be fun. You can catch all that action. BeaverRadioNetwork.com, also featured on Fox Sportsnet North. Our championship game is next right here from the Sanford Center.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center. Our championship game coverage. We'll wrap up with this final game here this afternoon between Roseau and Champlain Park. The Rebels taking on the Rams, right? Yeah. I know they're the Roseau Rams on the high school level, but they don't have a mascot next to their peewee roster in the program. So we'll just call them Roseau. today. But nonetheless, they produced some great hockey up there in Roseau. A lot of great players have come out of that area. We'll see how they do here against Champlain Park.
Welcome to the 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and the championship game. At this time, we'll announce the starting lineups, starting with the visitors from Roseau. Starting in goal, number 30, Brayden Levesque. At defense, number 2, Alex Ballard. At defense, number 4, Sawyer Ginther. At forward, number 8, Noah Ernest. Forward, number 9, Devin Jensen. And at forward, number 10, Jake Queen. Here's the rest of your Roseau team, coached by Todd Hagen and Andy Chip. Team manager Jeff Ballard and sport escort Cal Barnes. At this time, we'll announce the starting lineup for the home team, the Champlain Park Rebels. Starting in goal, number 31, Evan Whipple. At defense, number 4, Matthew Lang. And the other defense, number 18, Austin Anderson. At forward, number 6, Oliver Milton. At forward, number 11, Will Burnett. And the other forward, number 16, Trevor Everwall. Here's the rest of the Champlain Park Rebels, coached by David Lynn, Andrew Meyer, Nate Berg. Team manager, Andrew Johnson. Sport escort is Camden Bentfield. Let's play hockey.
Those are your starters for our championship game, wrapping up our four games here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Again, the starter for Roseau. Between the pipes will be Brayden Levesque. Defense, Alex Ballard and Sawyer Ginther. Up front, Noah Ernest, Gavin Jensen, and Jake Queen. For the Champlain Park Rebels, between the pipes will be Evan Whipple. On defense today will be Austin Anderson and Matthew Lang. Up front will be Oliver Milton, Will Bernovic, and Trevor Aberwald. Those are your starters for both these teams. Roseau will be to my left to start this hockey game, wearing white jerseys, black pants, royal blue stripes across the front, and Roseau from diagonal, white helmets. At the other side of the ice will be Champlain Park wearing navy blue, white, and gray. So all they've got the dark jerseys on today, the home team. As Roseau controls inside the offensive zone. Puck is slid out to neutral ice. It's stopped there by Roseau. Picked up by Champlain Park's Austin Anderson. He clears. Over to the far wall, Matthew Lang. Lang sends it back into his own zone. Rink-wide pass by Will Bernovic. Finds Oliver Milton. Milton sends it to Brent Solomon. Solomon wears the number 88. I always love those kind of stories. I wonder why he wears 88. It's an odd number to have as a peewee. Back up the ice comes Solomon and Carlson for Champlain Park. We get a save made by Brayden Levesque. Face off, right circle. Shot blasted by the associate captain, Brody Olson. Bouncing puck covered up there by Levesque. 15:43 to play here in the first. No score between Champlain Park and Roseau in our championship game here this afternoon. Roseau had won the draw. Alverson. Puck checked away. Picked up by Jake Halverson, if I could see their jerseys untucked out of their breezers, that would be fabulous. Now onto the stick of Thingvold. They'll slide that one to the back wall. Thingvold battles for the puck. It's underneath a couple skaters. Cole Jerpseth gets in on the action for Champlin Park, and it's cleared out to neutral ice. Rozo again comes away with a puck. Ernest drives that one just wide. Jerpseth clears it out of Champlin Park zone. Rozo keeps it alive. Nice play there at the blue line by Jake Queen. Centering it right out in front. Nice big save made by Whipple of Champlin Park. Point blank shot right out in front off the stick of Queen. We get a face off right circle of Champlin Park's zone. The Rebels back to the blue line. Shot taken by Ballard is blocked. Champlin Park clears it out to center. Intercepted. Carried right back in. Rozo goes off for a change. Champlin Park will exit their zone. Austin Anderson carries it to center. Gets to the center line, drives it right off the stick of the goaltender, Levesque. Puck sails back the other way. Jerpseth comes up with the puck. He'll clear it right back out. Finds Solomon. Solomon not able to collect it. Ballard will intercept. Ballard sends the puck back toward the Champlin Park blue line. Back into the offensive zone. It's sent by Austin Hagen. And now Champlin Park back inside the offensive zone. Carlson. Carlson's centering pass swept away by Sawyer Ginther. Nice defensive play there by Rozo. Rozo not able to clear. It's held in by Cameron Peach. Now Solomon chases it to the back wall. He has to battle with Alex Ballard. Ballard able to come up with the puck. So Rozo carries it out of the zone and a penalty coming up against Champlin Park. A tripping call. Against Kale Idy. 4:15 on the first period. Two minutes. Rozo on the first power play of this game. We'll get you caught up on the scores from around the tournament. Of course, consolation games being played over at the Bemidji Community Arena. Championship games being played here at the Sanford Center. We'll talk about all that after this power play ends. Rozo on the power play. The pass over to the far wall. Ballard keeps it alive. His pass over to the left circle. Bottom of the circle, shot right through the five hole. Jake Queen puts Rozo up 1-0. A power play goal for Rozo. We'll get you the official scoring. That did have an assist on it. So that negates that penalty. Queen from Jensen. It was Jake queen on that. Power play goal. Came at the 5:07 or 5:08 mark of our first period. Here comes Champlin Park trying to answer. Solomon with a backhanded shot. Big save made there. Another stop. Great defensive work by Brennan Johnson. As Brayton Levesque comes up with a spectacular save for Rozo. Solomon again with the puck. Tries to make a move. Poke checked away by Brayden Finvold. 10:34 to play here in our first period. 1-0 Rozo, the power play goal. Rozo again with the shot. Inside the left circle, Gavin Jensen. Put that one right into the chest of Evan Wilpel. He comes up with a save. Champlin Park had scored 20 goals coming into this tournament, or into this championship game. Only gave up 3. While Rozo scored 14 and gave up 2 goals. So shot and another goal for Rozo. This time an even strength goal. That again. Jensen had a part of it. I'll give him the goal on that one. Thought it was a queen. Looks like those two combined again for another goal. Well, they say it was Ernest from Jensen. So those two goals come just less than 2 minutes apart. And that's quickly a 2-0 lead for Rozo. 9:37 to play here in our first period. Rozo again, races out of their zone, Christian Larson. Got bumped off of the play. Rozo again, big play there from Johnson. Over to the far corner. Sent aside by Jerpseth. Back to the blue line. Rozo cycling the puck well here in this first period. Queen. His pass intercepted. Driven around the boards and a breakout pass. Finds Brnovic. Driven into the offensive zone offside, I believe. Actually, they say that it was sent out of play. I think that might have gone into the player bench. Champlin Park with a chance. Solomon had that one bounce over his stick. Out to center. Here comes Rozo back the other way. Jensen. His pass intercepted and driven up the ice. Here comes Solomon on a one-on-one. Solomon tries to break through the D. Nice big defensive play there for Noah Ernest. Hook checked out of the zone by Rozo. Lifted high off the stick of Levesque. As Champlin Park was able to send it back into the offensive zone as they were peeling off for a change. Now Jake Queen drives it right back into the offensive zone for Rozo. As he goes off for a change. 7:52 left here in our first period. 2-0 Rozo. Rozo again with another opportunity. Great defensive play there, though, by Cole Jerpseth. So he was able to hold off Rozo. Austin Johnson. His shot had gone off the blocker of Levesque. Kept in at the blue line, Brody Olson, Champlin Park. A pass, rink wide, Lang, right corner. He'll play it back to the blue line. Shot fired by Olson, gloved and dropped, but then smothered by Brayton Levesque. Matthew Lang right there on the doorstep waiting for that puck to be bobbled. Levesque sort of bobbled it. I was able to finally smother it before Lang could get his stick down on it. Faceoff right circle. Brnovic lost the battle on the faceoff. Queen races up the ice on the left wing side for Rozo. He gets bumped off of the play. Great defensive work there by Austin Anderson. And here comes Matthew Lang. Lang. Oh, nice pass, but poke checked away. Another big save made as Aberwald got the shot off on Levesque. .6:16 to play here in our first period. 2-0 Rozo. Championship game of our tournament. Johnson for Rozo, carries the puck out to center. He gets poke checked away from it by Carlson. Now Solomon collects the pass. Top of the left circle, fires a shot. Levesque got part of his glove on it. Champlin Park keeps it alive. Solomon picks it up in the left-hand corner. He'll skate it to the top of the left circle. Tried to drop it off. Instead, Rozo was able to chip it out to neutral ice. Brody Olson carries it right back in. That one sent away, and up the ice here comes Brennan Johnson. Johnson with some speed. Got his stick lifted. Defensively there, big play by Carlson. Up the slot, shot taken. Oh, bouncing puck just deflected wide. It came off the stick of Alex Ballard. Rozo leads 2-0. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first, and they're going to call icing against Champlin Park. Again, thanks for tuning in today to our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament from Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you here on the PaulBunyanHockey.com, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State University Beaver Men's Hockey on the road at Air Force. Game two of their weekend series is later today. They tied last night 3-3. Beaver women's hockey, which I normally broadcast, they're off at Union. Oh, big shot taken. Pad save made there. Came off the stick of Kale Idy. And now Rozo with a chance. Rozo with a shot and a goal. That was set up very well. Little tic-tac-toe play right out in front of the goalie. Caught him off the far side. And Rozo takes a 3-0 lead with a goal from Noah Ernas. With 4:13 left here. So Ernas from Queen at 12:42. 12:47. Three nothing Rozo. Tamlin Park won the draw. Was carried a few feet by Will Brnovic, and then Rozo took over. all of our coverage today being brought to you by Otter Tail Power Company, Stitsworth Meats, Paul Bunning Communications, McDonald's, and Higgins Heating. As Champlin Park carried the puck into the offensive zone. Rosa will chase it up the ice, and icing is called. Taking a look at some of the games already have been played here today in our championship bracket. Our first game of the day was Brainerd, 11-1 over Hibbing Chisholm. That was the Headwaters bracket championship. Then the Grand Forks Greyhounds defeated Minot 4-1 in the Blue Ox championship. And before this game, it was Hastings defeating St. Cloud at 3-2, less than a minute into overtime for the Lumberjack Bracket Championship. And here we are, our final game of the day, a championship game, 3-0 Roseau, with 2:46 left here in this first period. We'll take a look at the consolation game scores here coming up. Roseau passing the puck very well. Jensen had sent that one in on net. It's smothered there by Evan Whipple. Taking a look at those consolation games from earlier today, the early game, the first game of the day, it was Evelyn Chisholm, 4-3 winners over Virginia. Dryden over Thief River Falls, 4-3 in overtime. Devil's Lake beat Humboldt. The Broncos falling today 5-2. Their first ever trip to the tournament, but a really cool story behind the Humboldt Broncos Pee Wee A team making it here to Bemidji. Their trip entirely paid for as we continue to help Humboldt heal from that tragedy that happened in April. Their junior team in that bus crash. Such a horrible story. Can't even imagine a community having to deal with that. And these youth players who looked up to those guys while losing their heroes. Way too young. Way too young. Minute 24 left here in our first period. 3-0 Roseau. Leading Champlin Park in our championship game. Roseau again cycling the puck very well. Roseau's Gavin Jensen threw that one toward the net. It was deflected wide. Up the ice, here comes Champlin Park. Full jerk set. Actually, that was Cameron Peach. Seth. Now Solomon. His pass. Rink wide. Found Milton. Roseau steals. 38 seconds left here in our first period. Shot fired. Blasted wide. Ooh, almost tipped in over on the near side. And that'll be sent away by Champlin Park. Campbell Park almost turned the puck over right in the slot. Luckily, Roseau wasn't able to control. Shot point blank right off the blocker of Evan Whipple. And he'll smother the puck. 13.9 seconds left here in the first. Faceoff will come just to the right of Whipple. Goaltender for Champlin Park. Shoot it. 3 seconds left. Puck sails out to the center, and that's going to do it for period number one. We take a quick break and come back for Period number two. Again, 3-0 Roseau over Champlain Park after one. Our championship game coverage right here, PaulBunyanHockey.com.
Folks around here say,
ah, nobody's around.
But thieves say,
ah, nobody's around.
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Visit Stitsworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitsworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitsworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitsworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Kelly Schultz with you. So we bring you the 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament from Bemidji, Minnesota. Second period faceoff won by Champlain Park as they will now skate from my left to right to start the second period. Roseau leads 3-0. Again, Roseau got on the scoreboard with a goal just 5:08 into the first period from Jake Queen. And it was Noah Ernest who added the second and third goals for Roseau. Ooh, nearly tipped there on the far side by Champlain Park's Will Bernovic. Another blast. Puck is loose. Finally covered up there by Brayton Levesque. Shots on net after that first period, 10 apiece. With Roseau leading 3-0. Roseau with the puck over in the far corner of their own zone. Now stolen away, Champlain Park. Shot fired and oh, rebound stopped. Smothered there by Levesque, who went down on his belly. It's a pushing and shoving and some fisticuffs. Don't like seeing that in this level of play. Oofta. We'll see, are they going to match him up or just let him play? Nothing gets called. Interesting. Well, I've seen other games that have, they've let things like that go and they've gotten out of control. Hopefully it won't at this level, but yeah, they should have called those. Now things are getting a little rough out there and these kids, somebody's going to get hurt. Clanked off the post, Champlain Park with a shot. At the back wall was Carlson. Rosal. Will carry it up the ice. Here comes Halverson. Halverson got lifted off of his skates and a penalty called against Champlain Park. Their second penalty called today. This one called against Cole Jersip. He tripping. Roseau 1-for-1 on the power play. Their first goal was scored on the power play. Champlin Park. We'll try to kill this one off. Aberwald with the puck. Tries to slide it up the far wall. Actually, that was Anderson. Rozo with a shot. Bouncing puck. Lifted over everybody. Now back to the blue line. Down the slot. Blocked. Oh, big stop there by the goaltender. Evan Whipple. Another shot lifted high. Rozo cycling the puck very well here. Braden Thingvold. His rink-wide pass, driven to the net from Alex Ballard, gloved and held onto there by Whipple. 3-0 our score, minute 17 left on the penalty time to Champlin Park's Cole Jerseth. Jerseth, that's a tongue twister. Rozo still leads 3-0. Noah Ernest had won the draw. Rozo with the puck. Ballard to Ersep. Back to Ballard. Top of the right circle. A shot just deflected off the stick of the goaltender. Evan Whipple got a piece of it. Thingvold. Back to the blue line. Ballard trying to line that one up over there for James Jocks. And we get a whistle, and what are they calling? Must have deflected out of play. All three of Rozo's goals came in the first period. Queen, Ernest, and Ernest. Back inside Champlin Park territory. 28 seconds left on the penalty kill for Champlin Park. Austin Anderson not able to clear. Finally gets a little help there. And another penalty coming up against Champlin Park. 5-on-3 for 19 seconds. As Austin Anderson, the... Captain Champlin Park. A hooking call. 5-on-3 for another 9 seconds. Rozo not able to hold it inside the offensive zone. They'll carry it right back in. Ernest over on the right-hand side. Still 5-on-4 for minute 36. Rozo back to the blue line. Ballard, now Clint. I'll take that back. Austin Clint is at the blue line. Puck almost played with a high stick there by Rozo. Austin Clint collects it inside of his own zone. Fires it up the ice. It's intercepted there by Jerpseth. Still in the penalty box for another minute 18 is Austin Anderson. Champlin Park with the puck inside the offensive zone. Not for long, though. I'll take that back. They kept it inside the offensive zone. Looked like Rozo was going to break it out of the zone, and it was held there by Cameron Peach. Now Rozo carries it back the other way. Jensen drops it off for Ernest. Ernest with a shot. Big glove save there by Evan Whipple. Nice job by Whipple. Down 3-0. Not letting the score shake him up. Here with 43 seconds left on the penalty kill for Champlin Park. Anderson still in the penalty box. Here comes Solomon on a breakaway shorthanded. Oh, a shot. Stop. Big save made by Brayton Levesque. Solomon couldn't lift it. He didn't give himself a lot of room. He waited too long to shoot the puck, and by then, Levesque was taking up way too much space there. Levesque, a big goaltender down there at that end. much bigger than Evan Whipple at the left-hand side of the rink. That's going to do it for the penalty time. Austin Anderson out of the penalty box. 11-11 left here in our second period. 3-0 Roseau. No scoring here in the second. All three of those goals came in the first. Into the near corner. Picked up there by Idy. His pass intercepted. Roseau. Jake Halverson carries it in over the blue line offside as his teammate was coming off the bench. He didn't like that so much. Got to watch for those things. Those are things you need to pay attention to when your team is rushing into the offensive zone. Do not come onto the ice from that side of the player bench. .10:41 to play here in our second period. Face off just outside of Champlin Park zone. Puck rolls right through the legs of one of the Champlin Park Rebels. Roseau collects it out at center. Driven back toward the blue line. Roseau. Stolen. Shot fired. Glove save again as that puck came off of the stick of Noah Ernest just to the blocker side of Champlin Park's Evan Whipple. Champlin Park coached by David Lynn. Assistant coaches are Andrew Meyer and Nate Berg. Team manager is Amber Johnson. Squared escort from Bemidji is Camden Benfield, and they are sponsored by Giovanni's. Champlin Park comes up with the puck inside their own zone. The breakout pass finds Austin Johnson. And on the left wing side, Johnson tries to make a move inside the circle, and it is cleared out by Roseau. Back the other way, here comes Roseau. That was Braden Thingvold. He got bumped off the plate. Now in over the blue line is Trevor Aberwald. Aberwald tries to make a move and cuts toward the net. He got stopped there by the goaltender, Brayton Levesque. Tied up at the back wall. Behind the net of the Roseau goal, back to the blue line off the stick of Brody Olson. Bouncing puck just sailed wide of the net. Oh, what a shot! That came from the far side. I believe it was Oliver Milton. Who's going to get credit for that one? Champlin Park gets on the scoreboard. 3-1 our score, 9:04 to play here in the second period. That was a bomb. Just to the left of the top of the left circle. We'll get you the official scoring here.
7:56 in the second period. Champlin Park Rebels scores by number 16, Trevor Aberwald, assisted by number 6.
They're actually going to give that goal to Aberwald, assisted by Milton. Must have been tipped in right out in front of the net. Oh, Roseau just missing a wide open net there as Evan Whipple had gone down on his belly. It was lifted wide and high. Champlin Park buzzing now after that goal. 3-1 our score with 8:09 left here in the second. Penalty coming up here against Roseau. 8:05 left in our second period. Champlin Park with some momentum here after that goal. Scored by Aberwald.
At 8:55 in the second period, Roseau penalty has been assessed to number 3, Austin
Champlin Park on a power play. Shot was taken there by Oliver Milton. It was blocked out in front, and now Rozo able to clear it up the ice. 7:36 to play here in our second period. Here comes Solomon. Tied up in the near corner, 1:18 left on the penalty time. To Rozo's Austin Clint. Rozo carries it out of their zone. Gavin Jensen. We get another penalty. A slashing call against Champlin Park. Cole Jerseth.
At 10:02 of the second period, a 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Champlin Park's number 26, Cole Jerseth, for slashing. Jerseth, 2 minutes.
Four on four hockey for 43 seconds. Champlin Park. Ooh. Trevor Aberwald. His shot fanned on as his stick was being lifted. Aberwald comes up with a puck in the near corner of Rozo's territory. Shot fired. Bouncing puck just ricocheted. It came off the stick of Brody Olson. Another 15 seconds left on the 4-on-4. And then Rozo will go on a power play. Austin Anderson, his pass to Olson. Now up the ice to Bernevik. Shot blasted there, came out of the glove of Levesque. Aberwald shot. No one there for the rebound except Rozo. Now Rozo on a power play. Penalty was called against Champlin Park's number 26. Nice block there out front. Another shot, big rebound given up. Finally smothered there by the goaltender. Yikes. A nice sliding play there by Austin Anderson. Cut off the angle on the initial shot. Helping out Evan Whipple on the play. 5:28 left here in the second period. 27 seconds left in the power play for Rozo. So they try to close the gap. The puck will be sent up the ice by Champlin Park. Rozo gets it back. Intercepted now out at center by Nicholas Carlson. Fired toward the net by Matthew Lang. Back out of the box is Cole Jerseth. He'll skate over to the bench. And Champlin Park is back to full strength. Gavin Jensen. His pass broken up inside the offensive zone for Rozo. Lane pops it high up into the air. Picked up there by Heidi. Heidi puts it 5-hole. And it's a one-goal game with 4:27 left in the second. That was a great big play there for Champlin Park. And now it's only 3-2 Rozo with 4:27 left here. Goal will come at the 12:34 mark. in the second period.
4:33 in the second period. Chandler Park goal scored by number 27, Kale Heidi, assisted by number 4, Matthew Lang. Heidi from Lang.
That puts the puck past Brayton Levesque. 3-2 Roseau with 4:08 left here in our second period. Long headman pass there by Champlin Park. Brody Olson. Out at center, Cameron Peach. Now Solomon. Solomon was getting hooked. Nothing got called on that play. Kept in at the blue line by Champlin Park. Rosso intercepts the puck. Driven right through the crease. And Rosso will clear it up the ice. Icing will be called against Rosso with 3:25 left here in the second period. 3-2. Rosso leading the Rebels from Champlin Park. The Rebels have scored twice now here in this second period. Aberwald and Heidi each with the goals for Champlin Park. Rosso's three goals came in the first period from Queen and two from Ernest. Champlin Park inside the offensive zone. Skating around with it is Carlson. Back to the blue line. Shot fired just wide by Anderson. Back to the blue line. On the left side is Milton. Sent right out in front, deflected high and over to the right corner of the zone. Champlin Park is buzzing here. Now it's stolen. Rosso carries it back into the offensive zone. Ernest. Ernest patiently waits for a shot. Got bumped off of it. Nice poke check there by Milton. Back up the ice comes Brent Solomon. Solomon tries to lift that one high. It was deflected by the goaltender, Levesque. Blue line kept in. Stick save made as the shot comes off the stick of Anderson. Centering pass from the back wall from Bernovic. Almost intercepted. It was deflected. Olson back to the top of the point. Aberwald's shot was blocked. Tied up over on the near corner. Rosso skates away with it. Sends it ahead. Up the ice comes Johnson. Johnson with a shot clanked off the post. Wow. Clanked off of the near post from that far side. I don't know how that didn't go in. Minute 30 left here in our second period. Still 3-2 Rosso. Champlin Park tries to drive the puck out and up the ice it goes. Got past the Rosso Austin Clint there at the blue line. Cooper New, rink wide pass. Brody Olson send it into the offensive zone. It's quickly tapped away by Rosso. Picked up again by Austin Johnson. 1 minute left here in our second period. 3-2 Rosso leads. We'll get you all of our stats and scoring coming up in our intermission. Milton collects it inside of his own zone for Champlin Park. Plays it off the wall. Puck kind of bounces off of the stick of Nicholas Carlson. Rink wide over to the near side to Anderson, and his shot is held onto there by the goaltender. A one-goal game with 25.7 seconds left in our second period. Rosso leads 3-2. Face-off right circle. Bernovic won the draw. Rosso will get it back. And here comes Noah Ernest. Ernest skates over all three lines. Tries to carry it toward the goal. Shot fired high. It was deflected wide of the net of Evan Whipple. And that's going to do it for period number two as time expires. 3-2 Roseau. We'll get you our scoring coming up as they get a little bit of an intermission here. Again, Roseau scored all three of their goals in the first period. Champlain Park scores two in the second. Our intermission is next, right here on PaulBunyanHockey.com.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course. I just enrolled in ePay from Ottertail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new.
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Ottertail Power Company.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Visit Stitchworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitchworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitchworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitchworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
But thieves say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center. Kelly Schultz with you here. Our championship game, final game of the day. Roseau took a 3-0 lead going into the second period after three first period goals. First one was scored by Jake Queen. And then Noah Ernest would add two more to make it 3-0. Champlin Park would answer in the second period. Trevor Aberwald and Kale Eide each with goals there to make it a 1-goal game here. That makes things interesting going into the third period. Not too many penalties called here in this hockey game, not compared to our last game here from the Sanford Center, but needless to say, it's been a very entertaining game. The shots on goal in favor of Roseau, 22-19, so a very evenly matched championship game here between Roseau and Champlin Park. We take a quick look, a glance at the scores from earlier today. The other game that's going on right now, Bemidji taking on the Grand Forks Seawolves in the consolation game of the championship bracket. Humboldt lost to Devil's Lake 5-2, also in their consolation game. Dryden beat Thief River Falls 4-3, and Eveleth Chisholm beat Virginia 4-3 early this morning. All those games over at the Bemidji Community Arena. Earlier today in the championship rounds, it was Brainerd with an 11-1 win over Hibbing Chisholm to start the day off here at the Sanford Center. That was the Headwaters Championship. Grand Forks Greyhounds defeated Minot 4-1 in the Blue Ox Championship game. And then Hastings defeated St. Cloud less than a minute into overtime, 3-2 the final in the Lumberjack Championship game. We'll come back with our third period coming up in a few minutes here from the Sanford Center. Again, our score 3-2 Roseau. We'll be back after this.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Visit Stitchworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitchworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitchworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitchworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course! I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go!
Try something new!
Free, easy, mobile. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. When it comes to security, folks around here say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
But thieves say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center. Kelly Schultz with you here from the 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. As the third period, right around the corner here, Roseau leading 3-2 over Champlain Park. Champlain Park makes their way back to the ice after our second intermission. Again, goals scored in the first period, all by Roseau, three of them. One by Jake Queen, two by Noah Ernest. Champlain Park answered in the second period with two goals of their own, Aberwald and Heidi. Trevor Aberwald, goal at the 7:56 mark. ID the second goal. Milton and Lang with the assists on each of those two goals. For the three Roseau goals, it was Jensen with the assists on the first two goals and Queen with the assist on the third goal. Shots on net in favor of Roseau, 22-19. Both teams coming into today with four wins. Champlain Park on Friday were 8-0 winners over Hibbing Chisholm and 6-2 winners over St. Cloud. Then on Saturday defeated both Grand Forks teams. Defeated the Greyhounds 6-1, and then in the bracket round, they defeated the Seawolves 2-1. While Roseau got their tournament started with a 3-2 win over Hastings on Friday, then wrapped up Friday with a 6-0 win over Brainerd. On Saturday, defeated Minot 5-0, and then in bracket play, defeated the hometown Bemidji team 5-1. Third period about to get started here. Roseau to my left to skate from left to right to start this third period. Ernest to face off against Bernovic. Ernest wins the draw. Champlain Park with the puck. Shot fired. Oh, just missing wide was Bernovic. Champlain Park kept it alive briefly there. It's going to pop out to neutral ice. Brody Olson wasn't able to get it very far. Roseau sends it deep down below the goal line. Picked up on the near side by Tucker Queen. Roseau back inside their own zone. Out to center. Tucker Queen chasing it down. Over to the right-hand corner. It's collected there by Milton of Champlain Park. Driven back behind the net of Whipple. Now Brent Solomon up on the left-wing side. Tries to stop. Got run into there by Austin Flint. Blue line. Shot fired by Bernovic. The Rebels with the puck out at center, driven down low As they peel off for a change, Rosa will come up with it inside their own zone. Breakout pass finds Jake Queen. Queen carries it up the ice, in on the right wing side. Got his stick lifted there by Jerpseth. Now tied up in the near corner. Shot by Rosa and a goal. The rebound came right out in front of Whipple. No one there to help him clear it. And Rosa takes a 4-2 lead. 14:50 left here in our third period. As quickly as that happened, Rosa adds another one. So the last two goals scored by Jake Queen and Noah Ernest. So Ernest with a hat trick, Queen with two goals. 5-2 our score quickly here with 14:22 to play in the third period. And Rosa with a three-goal lead. Champlin Park inside the offensive zone. Puck was cleared by Rosa. Rosa gets it back. Alverson sends it into the offensive zone for Rosa. Picked up at the back wall by the Rebels, Austin Anderson. Anderson flips it out to neutral ice. Ernest back inside Champlin Park zone. Shot comes right out in front. It bounces right off of Whipple. He wasn't able to reel it in. And now here comes Champlin Park back the other way with a shot just missing wide. Was Kale Idy. 13:20 to play here in the third. 5-2 Rosa leads. Face off right circle. Offensive zone face off there for Champlin Park. Rosa will break it out of the zone. Up the ice comes Ernest. Inside the offensive zone for Rosa. Kept in at the blue line by Ballard. Picked up there by Jensen. Centering pass broken up by Champlin Park. Johnson. And now sent up the ice by Cooper New, and that one's called icing against Champlin Park. 12:47 to play here in the hockey game. 5-2 as Rosa takes a three-goal lead now after goals from Queen and Ernest. Ernest with the third hat trick of the day here at the Sanford Center. Brainerd had two hat tricks in their first game, an 11-1 win over Hibbing Chisholm. And now Ernest with a hat trick here in this game, scoring three of the five Rosa goals. Rosa battles for the puck inside the offensive zone. It's stolen away. Up the ice, here comes Bernovic. Lang drives it on net. Champlin Park peels off for a change. Carried out of the zone by Rozo's Johnson. Rozo able to keep it alive inside the zone. Along the near wall, Carlson. Kept in along the blue line. Ballard. His shot wide of the net of Whipple. And now Champlin Park will come out of the zone. Breakout pass. Finds the stick of Carlson and the Rebels come in offside. See the frustration there in the gestures by Nicholas Carlson. Came in about a foot behind his fellow forward. Carlson wins the draw. Sent back toward the Champlin Park blue line. Turned over, just missing the net wide. Was Jake Halverson. Another shot. Point blank right up the slot taken by Gavin Jensen. Missing as well. Picked up now by Carlson. He'll send it out. Champlin Park carries the puck in. It slides right to the net, and it's smothered there by Brayton Levesque. 10:50 left here in our third period. 5-2 Rozo leads. It was a 3-2 lead coming into this third period, but Rozo struck with two very quick goals, all within the span of 10 seconds each. Starting at the 2:10 mark. From Queen and Ernest. Up the ice. Back into Champlin Park zone. Cooper New. Played it with a high stick. Actually, they're going to call Brody Olson with a high stick.
A 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Champlin Park's number 21, Brody Olson, high sticking. Olson, 2 minutes, high sticking.
Rozo goes on a power play. They are two for four. Nice save by Whipple. Turned over in the slot, though, by Champlin Park's defense. Oh, they got lucky on that play. Rozo stick handles. Noah Ernest tries to make his move toward the net. Left circle shot taken. Nice stick save made there by Whipple. Rozo on the power play for another minute 16. Smothered by Whipple. As Ernest tried to close the gap. 9:41 left here in our hockey game. 5-2 Rozo leading Champlin Park in our championship game. Thanks to our great sponsors, Higgins Heating, McDonald's, Ottertail Power, Paul Benny Communications, and Stitzworth Meats. Rozo with the puck inside the offensive zone, back wall. Ernest tries to wrap that one around the net. Jensen got poke checked off of it. Now Champlin Park not able to clear. Ginther from Rozo sends it high into the right-hand corner of the zone. Shot taken and puck sits loose. They whistled the play dead as it still wasn't covered up. And the goalie going after one of the players. He wasn't happy. He was being sat on. They don't blame him. Whipple trying to shake things off. ...37 seconds left in the penalty time to Champlain Park's Brody Olson. Rozo dominating the offensive zone play here. As of late, able to keep the play inside the zone. Rozo's power play very good. 2 for 4. This is their fifth chance here this afternoon. Two of their three goals scored in that first period were power play goals. Champlain Park back to full strength and an icing call against Champlain Park. .823 left here in our hockey game. A 5-2 lead for Rozo. Face off right circle. Champlain Park had won the draw. Sent it out to neutral ice. Kale Ivey carries it into the offensive zone. A shot blasted wide, and he's got a blast of a shot. Wow, that was a hard slap shot. Missed it by inches. Champlain Park tries to gain some momentum here and get back into this game. Just under 8 to play. Played off the dasher boards and up the ice. Heidi not able to carry it into the offensive zone. Now brought in by Brnovic. Brnovic got bumped off the play. Back the other way comes Jensen. Jensen into the near corner. Champlain Park zone. Pushing and shoving his way toward the puck in the corner. Puck will sail over to the right-hand corner. Jerpsep tries to break it free. It was broken away from the wall by Rozo. Top of the right circle. Shot fired, blocked. Nice block there by Trevor Aberwald. Sawyer Ginther with the shot. Back inside Rozo zone. Aberwald shot sailed wide. Lang. Now out to neutral ice. Driven back into the offensive zone by Champlain Park. Solomon with it. Rink wide pass. Tap back toward the blue line. Solomon collides with Ginter. Now Rozo will carry the puck up the ice. Brennan Johnson sends it to the back wall. Braden Thingvold comes up with it. Tries to center it. Tapped away. Back to the blue line. Kept in. Ernest drives it right through the slot. As Rozo tries the wraparound. Blocked out in front there by Carlson. Another shot. Point blank. Smothered there by the goaltender Whipple. 5:24 to play here in the third. 5-2 Rozo. Champlain Park came into the third period only down by a goal. Rozo, a little momentum, went up by 3. Two quick goals early on. Rozo keeps the play alive briefly there. No, not briefly. They somehow blocked the clearing attempt and kept it alive. Out to center. Rozo controls. In onto the stick of Jensen. Jensen sends that one toward the net. Deflected off the stick of the goaltender, Whipple. Champlin Park able to exit their zone, drive the puck into the offensive zone, right into the glove of the goaltender, Brayton Levesque. 4:39 left here in our hockey game. Championship game, four games in all here this afternoon. And that all started this morning at 9 a.m. Brainerd an 11-1 winner in the first game, championship game that is. Grand Forks Greyhounds winner of the second game. Oh, nice shot right up the slot. By Champlin Park. That was a nice effort there by Matthew Lang, the defenseman. Got right up in the goalie's face and got lifted off of his skates.
12:35 in the third.
And a penalty coming up here against Rozo. Roughing was the call. Yeah, that was the play that took Matthew Lang off of his feet. So Champlin Park on a power play now. See if they can get something going here. Down by three with 4:11 to play. Minute 44 left on the power play. Rozo so far able to keep Champlin Park out of the zone. Rebels drive it into the offensive zone. It's stopped along the near wall. Not for long, though. Rozo again will keep the Rebels from getting anything going. Rink-wide pass to Solomon. Solomon got lifted off of his skates. Tapped over, top of the right circle. A blast! That came off the stick of Oliver Milton. Nice pass from Brody Olson to Milton. Setting Milton's shot from the top of the right circle, but a save made by Brayton Levesque. 3:27 to play in our hockey game. 5-2 Rozo. Face off right circle. Rozo had won the draw. The line shot blasted just wide, came off the stick of Austin Anderson. Anderson not able to keep it inside the zone. He'll skate it back toward his own blue line. Rozo battles for it out at neutral ice. 30 seconds left in the power play for Champlin Park. Back to the blue line, kept in. Rozo skating around with it. Alex Ballard flies it off the high off the dasher boards. Held there on the near side. Milton. Now Carlson. Back to Milton. Rink wide. Top of the left side of the blue line. The shot was fired by Anderson. It was blocked. Now here comes Rozo right out of the box. Shot fired. Big save made there by Whipple. As Austin Hagen had just come out of the penalty box and got the little bit of a breakaway, not much. And icing will be called against Champlin Park with 2:04 to play. Rozo leads 5-2. They had a 3-0 lead going into the second period and only a one-goal lead after Champlin Park had scored twice in that second period. And Rozo answered with two more goals here in this third period. From Ernest and Queen. Champlin Park able to exit their zone. Slid up the far wall. Tapped around. Nice job by Cooper New to keep that play alive. Should have been cleared moments ago. Hard work there by Champlin Park's Brody Olson. Minute 26 left in the hockey game. 5-2 Roseau leads. Champlin Park with the puck out at center. Rink wide, back into the offensive zone. Roseau drives it back toward the blue line. 1 minute left in our hockey game. Roseau looking to win this one. 5-2, our score. Puck will sail out of the zone, carried right back in by Austin Anderson. Anderson with a shot. Stopped there by Levesque. Another shot turning and firing it by Matthew Lang. 25 seconds left in our game. From his knees, Lang with a shot stopped by the goaltender. And the puck will sail high and into the Roseau player bench. 5-2 our score with 15 seconds left. Roseau looking to win the championship this year. Looking back on the history of this tournament, it's been since... It's been a long time since Roseau's played in a championship game. Now that's going to do it. 6 seconds left. The Roseau fans happy here in Bemidji. That'll do it. Roseau is the champion of the 2018 Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here in Bemidji at the Sanford Center. Again, goals scored today by Roseau's Jake Queen. He had 2. And Noah Ernest with a hat trick here this afternoon. And Champlin Park with goals from Trevor Aberwald and Kale Eide. A hard-fought battle here by both teams. And Roseau comes out ahead. Our final score, 5-2 here at the Sanford Center. Great big thank you to our sponsors of our broadcast this afternoon, Higgins Heating, McDonald's, Ottertail Power, Paul Bunyan Communications, and Stitzworth's.
We have the teams line up on the respective blue lines, please, for the awarding of the medals.
We will keep it here through our medals.
To present the second place medals to Champion Park. Player, please come forward as I announce your name. Number one, Cohen New. Number four, Matthew Lang. Number six, Oliver Milton. Number eight, Nicholas Carlson. Number 11, Will Bernabet. Number 16, Trevor Everwald. Number 18, Austin Anderson. Number 19, Austin Johnson. Number 21, Brody Olson. Number 23, Cooper New. Number 26, Paul Jerusalem. Number 27, Kale Eide. Number 29, Cameron Peach. Number 31, Evan Whipple. Number 88, Brent Solomon. Head coach David Lynn. Assistant coaches Andrew Meyer, Nate Berg, team manager Amber Johnson, and sport escort Camden Benfield. At this time, we'll have the captains of the Champlin Park Rebels come forward to accept their second place trophy, second place plaque. Congratulations, Champlin Park. Thanks for a great tournament, guys. Now at this time, we'll have the presentation of the first place medals to our championship of the championship bracket, the Roseau Pee-wees. Number two, Alex Ballard. Number three, Austin Clint. Number four, Sawyer Pinther. Number five, Tucker Queen. Number six, Jake Halverson. Number eight, Noah Ernest. Number nine, Gavin Jensen. Number 10, Jake Queen. Number 11, Austin Hagen. Number 12, Brennan Johnson. Number 13, James Jacks. Number 16, Christian Larson. Number 17, Braden Thingbold. And number 30, Braden Quebec. Head coach Todd Hagen, assistant coach Andy Jensen, team manager Jeff Ballard, and sport escort Cal Barnes. At this time, we have the captains come forward to accept the first place plaque. Congratulations to Roso for being the champion of our 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Congratulations, and thanks to everyone. Thanks to the fans. Thanks to the parents. Thanks to all the teams for a great tournament. Safe travels home.
And that does it. The Roso Pee Wee team winners here today, 5-2 over Champlain Park. The championship of the 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Again, thanks to all of our great sponsors, Higgins Heating, McDonald's, Ottertail Power, Paul Bunyan Communications, and Stitzworth's Meats for supporting our game coverage here today from the Sanford Center. Again, thanks to the folks involved in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here. 30th anniversary. We will be back again next year with 16 more teams, hopefully, and a great big weekend of hockey. One other final to note, Grand Forks Seawolves defeated Bemidji 3-2 in the consolation of the championship bracket. So sadly, the hometown team will not come away with a win here this afternoon. So that is how things ended up here today. I'm Kelly Schultz. Thanks for joining me here on PaulBunyanHockey.com and also on BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More hockey. We've got Beaver hockey tonight. Bemidji State men's hockey at Air Force. That game coverage beginning a little later this evening at 5:30 pregame, 6:07 with the faceoff. That is all I know. I will... If you want to catch my games, I will be back next weekend right here from the Sanford Center's Bemidji State Women's Hockey gets ready to take on Union in their non-conference battle Friday and Saturday here at the Sanford Center. From all of us here at the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and the Beaver Radio Network, have a great evening, rest of your weekend, and Happy New Year from all of us. We'll hope to see you next year. Good night, everybody.